I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 24th. One of the first women to join the U.S. Marine Corps has died. Millie Cox of Quincy died Wednesday at the age of 102. Cox joined the Marines on her 20th birthday and served in the Women's Reserve in North Carolina. Following her discharge, Cox worked in the Quincy Public Schools and became the first female clerk at Quincy Veterans Services. She was honored during the dedication ceremony of the Quincy Navy Park at Marina Bay in 2024, where there is a plaque in her honor. Cox was a lifelong member of the Marine Corps League, the Women's Marine Association, and the Morissette Post in Quincy. She led the Quincy Memorial Day Parade twice and was recognized at the Quincy Flag Day Parade in 2024. She survived by 7 children, 17 grandchildren, and 23 great-grandchildren. Her husband, a Navy veteran, died in 2017. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. The attorney who works for the Quincy Retirement Board is in trouble with the state. The inspector general says attorney Michael Sacco was the CEO of the Worcester Regional Retirement System while also working as attorney for 54 city and town retirement boards, including Quincy's. State officials say Sacco was employed full-time for the Worcester system while also enriching his private law practice by representing the local retirement systems. Investigators also say Sacco only worked 20 to 30 hours per week for the Worcester agency, attended 350 private meetings during working hours, and did not use leave time while traveling to and vacationing in Florida. Sacco contends he only worked for private clients during nights and weekends. The state says that the Worcester Board should try and get money back from Sacco and require him to pay back improper post-retirement earnings. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy will receive a $375,000 state tax credit to help in their mission of creating affordable housing across southeastern Massachusetts. That grant was one of 52, totaling $12.8 million that was awarded this week to community development corporations and support organizations for affordable housing development and preservation to strengthen neighborhood-based programs and expand economic opportunity in communities across the state. The Community Investment Tax Credits Program provides a 50% refundable state tax credit that incentivizes donors to contribute funds to community development corporations and support organizations. A teenager was hit by a vehicle while riding an electric scooter yesterday in Abington. Police say the crash happened near the entrance to the Walmart on Brockton Avenue at about 5 p.m. Authorities said the 13-year-old victim was airlifted to Boston Children's Hospital with injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. The driver did stay at the scene and cooperated with police. The crash impacted traffic, with drivers heading west on Brockton Avenue being detoured onto Constitution Avenue. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Well, Proposition 2.5 override signs are popping up on lawns across Massachusetts this spring. That is the voter-approved law that limits increases in property taxes. Many municipal leaders say their costs are spiraling out of control and they need more revenue. Some homeowners say enough is enough and oppose any increases in their property taxes. At the center of the debate, it's Prop 2.5 itself, whether it's outdated or the only thing keeping big hikes in check. Since 1980, rate hikes in Massachusetts have been limited by Prop 2.5. It caps the increase of total property revenue annually at 2.5%, plus an additional amount for new construction. Across the state, more and more communities are asking for overrides to avoid deep budget cuts. The Massachusetts Municipal Association issued a report earlier this year highlighting what it sees as a perfect storm for the finances of the Bay State cities and towns. That report says the state, through the unrestricted government aid formula, has not kept up with inflation. Paul Craney from the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance said Prop 2.5 still plays a huge role in keeping home ownership affordable. Governor Healey's proposed budget for FY27 includes an increase of 4.4% for local aid. That's short of what the Mass Municipal Association would like, but the budget is still working its way through the legislature. As for the reputation of Taxachusetts, the state now ranks in the middle of the pack nationally for property tax rates. That's far below New Hampshire, Vermont, and Connecticut. Here in New England, Massachusetts ranks higher for actual property tax because of the high price of real estate. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has filed a $1.29 billion preliminary bond offering, the proceeds of which will be used to fund the creation of its new cancer hospital, as well as IT projects and other facility upgrades. Dana-Farber and Beth Israel Lahey Health are together building a new 300-bed standalone cancer hospital, which will be the first of its kind in the region. The creation of the 14-story building in the Longwood Medical Area has a $1.8 billion price tag, $1.1 billion of which is in construction costs, according to that filing. The Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce warning this week that a, quote, distressing number of young people are planning to leave the Greater Boston area, citing a new survey conducted for the business interest group. The survey polled 600 people aged 20 to 30 years old living in Essex, Middlesex, Norfolk, Plymouth, and Suffolk counties between February 27th and March 20th. Among those surveyed, 26% said they're likely to leave Greater Boston in the next 5 years. The chamber noted that the figure is similar to 2023 survey results, which showed that a quarter of young residents plan to leave the area, but about half of those who do plan to leave the Greater Boston area expect to move elsewhere within Massachusetts. The chamber is one of several business groups recently warning about out-migration in Massachusetts, calling on elected officials to prioritize policies that would support businesses and young professionals, as well as persuade them to stay in the state, which faces major affordability issues in a housing crisis. Of the respondents planning to leave the state, almost half are looking to move to the southeast and southwest. 15% are looking to move to a state in the northeast, 11% to another state in New England, and 17% to a state outside both of those regions. A controversial ballot proposal backed by several business groups and opposed by top State House Democrats would drop the state's income tax from 5 to 4% over 3 years, a change supporters say will help bring people into Massachusetts and convince others not to leave, but that opponents say will slash the state's revenue and force cuts across programs. People surveyed noted job availability, cost of rent, safety, and the ability to buy a home as some of the most important factors when deciding how long to stay in Greater Boston. Fire officials throughout the state are issuing an alert for electric bike users after e-bike batteries started fires in two separate homes in Falmouth and Holyoke on back-to-back days. Investigators determined the fires were caused by a failing e-bike lithium-ion battery. E-bikes and other micro-mobility devices have accounted for more than 20% of the incidents reported through an investigative checklist in use by the State Fire Marshal's Office and many local fire departments since 2023. Fire officials advise those using e-bike batteries to store e-bikes or electric scooters outside. If one does store them inside, keep them away from doors, stairways, and windows. They also advise users not to use charging strips or cords when charging their battery. Do not charge batteries on carpeting or on a bed. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy will hold their annual Stop the Stigma 5K Saturday, beginning at 9:30 at the Kennedy Center. At least 1,000 people are expected to participate in the event to raise funds for their New Directions Counseling Center. You can register at stopthestigma5k.org. Friends of Wollaston Beach will hold their annual Park Serve Day cleanup on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. on the north end of the beach. Volunteers are welcome. Visit friendsofwollaston.com. The Neponset River Watershed Association will hold their annual Park Serve Day cleanup on Saturday from 9 to noon at Neponset Landing and Squantum Point Park. Volunteers are welcome. You can visit neponset.org. The Thomas Crane Library and Quincy Center will celebrate Frederick Law Olmsted's birthday on Saturday with a celebration on the Olmsted Lawn from noon to 4 p.m. Free events will include Tai Chi, children's story time, lawn games, a concert from Lewis and Fur, and more. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra will hold their free classical concert 2 on Sunday at 2:30 in the auditorium at Quincy High School. The concert will feature a solo performance by violinist Charlotte Jong, the winner of this year's Eleanor B. Nelson Concerto competition. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow dropped 179 points. The NASDAQ lost 219. And the S&P fell 29. World stocks mostly lower as talks on ending the war between the U.S. and Iran remain stalled. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $100 a barrel. In sports, the Yankees beat the Red Sox at Fenway 4-2, sweeping the series. Sox head to Baltimore tonight at 7:05. And the Sabres beat the Bruins 3-1 in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 4, Sunday at 2 o'clock in Boston. The Celtics are at the Sixers for their Game 3 of the NBA playoffs tonight at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Mix of sun and clouds, high of 56. Cloudy tonight, low 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 52. Partly cloudy on Sunday at a high 57. And sun and clouds on Monday, high of 58. The marine forecast calls for 1 foot waves. Northerly winds at 5 to 10 knots will become southeasterly later today. High tide 6:28 p.m. Sunrise 5:48, sets at 7:35. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, April 24th.